phrase, new parak. Nigmar Hadin. Nigmar Hadin, after Bezdin makes the final psak that the person is chayiv misa, let's say it's a chayiv skila, so lachar is moitiya noisa l'soiklai. Bezdin now takes him out to give him the skila. Now, based on skila, whether they stone him, the house that they stone him by, hoyechutzla Bezdin. It was outside Bezdin. And the Gemara asked the question, really it's supposed to be outside the city. And here in the Mishnah, it's mashma just outside the Bezdin. We'll see. Shneem, the pasuk says, Hoytzeyas HaMakalo, take out the Makalo. The Makalo was Chayiv Skila, and the pasuk says, Hoytzey, take him out. So you see, you have to take him out from the Bezdin, at least. Even though the Gemara is in the Darshan, it means outside Chutz L'Gimel Machnis. Now, even after they take him out, to start to take him to the house, where they give him Skila, because Skila was used to take him up to the second flight, and throw him down, and then they would stone him. So it's two things. It had to be a bias where you throw him off, and then stone him. Now, even after Bezdin sentenced him, and he was on his way, Echad Oymed Al Pesach Bezdin. One person would still stand by the door of Bezdin. If he has Sudrin B'yod, he would have handkerchiefs or something to wave with in his hand. If he has Sus Rochik, there was a horse a little further down the road, Mimenu, Kedei Shei Royehu, that the person on the horse could still see the person on the door of the Bezdin. Now, what's the purpose of this? Oymer Echad, let's say somebody in Bezdin now wakes up after they already gave the verdict, it's Chayiv Skila, and they're on the way, mamash a mile down, on the way to kill him. Yesh lo modal eschus. Somebody in Bezdin now wakes up and says, you know what, I have a reason to say why should be potter. So right away, haloy meina pesudrin. The person by the door of Bezdin's fast takes out a handkerchief, whatever it is, and starts waving down to the person that's on the horse. So yasus, when the person on the horse down the road sees the waving, right away he knows what it means. So rutz, he runs after them, where they're taking the person to be killed. Omanidun, and he tells them, hold it, stop, don't kill him, you have to bring him back to Bezdin to hear, maybe they'll change the verdict. Now the chiddush is, v'yafilahu oimer, even if the nidun himself, Reuven himself, that they're taken out to be psycho to be killed, even if he wakes up now, when he's on the way there, and he tells Bezdin, hold it, you should know, or he tells the people there, yeshli lilmoy alatzmi schus, to have a reason to say why I'm potter. The locker is, Mahzir Naisai, we stop him, we do not take him further, we bring him back. Now, Afilo Abobachamishapam, even if it happens 4 or 5 times, that they're taking him out to kill him, and all of a sudden he comes up with another reason why he should be potter. Even though we brought him back to Bezdin, and Bezdin says nothing doing, that's not a good reason, take him again, and again, and again, and again, still we keep on taking him back. Obavad, providing though, Shiesh Mamish Bedvar, there has to be some substance to what he says. He can't just say, my foot hurts me, I don't want to get Misa. He has to have a good reason to say that. I was a shaygig then, I didn't realize it, it wasn't my fault. He has to have good reasons why he's saying that he's potter. But if he just says, he had a scratch on his hand, he scratched, that doesn't mean anything. Then we would not take him back anymore. Now the Gemara says, Obeis haskila chutz lebezin hevi. Is it true that the beis haskila was just outside the bezin, that's all, with sulay and not more? I've what Tanya we learned. Beis haskila hoyechutz leshalash machnes. Where is this house that used to throw more from and then stone them? It had to be outside all Gimel Machnes. So that's Bizman the Beis Hamikdash or in Eretz Yisrael. Gimel Machnes would be the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Shechina, Tzar HaBayis, and Mokel Leviyah, and the whole Yerushalayim is Machna Yisrael. So outside the Machna would mean outside Yerushalayim. So how can the Mishnah just says right outside Bezdin? Tomorrow says in. It's not true. Could a comrade. That really the Beis HaSkila was outside the city, was outside all Gimel Machnes. And even if it's outside Yerushalayim, it means outside the city though. That's what it says over here, Hochi, Nafkumina, the Nofik Beidina V'yosef Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes. What's going to be if the Bezdin themselves set up their Bezdin outside the Gimel Machnes? In such a case, Avdina Beis HaSkila Chutz L'Bezdin. Even though the whole Bezdin is outside the Gimel Machnes, so maybe there I can make the Beis HaSkila inside the Bezdin, right next to the Bezdin. That's the Chiddush. No, even in such a case, you have to make the Beis HaSkila at least outside the Bezdin. Why? Ki heichad le'mitzchazi Bezdin reitzchen. It should not look as if these Bezdin are butchers. People should not say, this Bezdin, that's the place where they kill you. Don't go in here. So kids said, the Beis HaSkila always has to be away, outside, at least outside Bezdin. Look, at Chiddush, if Bezdin is inside the city, it has to be outside the city. But even in the case where the Bezdin is outside the city, still the Beis HaSkila is outside the Bezdin. In Amir else, another reason why the Beis HaSkila should be away from Bezdin is, ki heichad et hevi lehatzala, that there should be some time until they take him from Bezdin to the Beis HaSkila.
that in case somebody finds a reason that he's potter, we could still go and save him. Whereas if they would kill him in Beis Din, it would take 1, 2, 3, there would not be enough time to try and save him yet. Now the Gemara says, Minahanimili, how do we know this Yesoid, that the place of the Beis HaSkila has to be outside Gimel Machnes? Like by the real Sanhedrin HaGdoila, which was in Leshkas HaGozes, the Beis HaSkila was outside Yerushalayim. How do we know this? The Tanur Rabban, it was like this. The Pasuk says, Hoitzi es ha-makalel el michutz la-machna. Take out the makalel, yitzchayiv mis, yitzchayiv skila, where? Michutz la-machna. Now, we darshan, it means, chutz la-gimel machnas. It means outside all three machnas, even outside Yerushalayim. So, Gemara asks, how do you know this? Atoim, you're telling me, chutz la-gimel machnas, it means outside all gimel machnas. Oyeinu, maybe not that way. Ela, chutz la-machnachas. Maybe it only means outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's all. Only outside machna shechina, but maybe it's enough in the Harabayas. Tomorrow says, Nema kind of says over here, Mechutz l'machna. By Mekalel it says, Mechutz l'machna. The Nema it says, in the parish of Purim Hanisrofim, those were special Purim that used to have to burn him outside the machna. By Purim Hanisrofim, those were special Chatoyis. Rashi says, Par helim dover shal tzibur, or else par kern Mashiach. Sheinim nechol, they weren't allowed to eat it, el nisrofim, kidetziv oitzis, kol hapar el Mechutz l'machna. He used to burn it outside the machna. Now there it says chutz l'machna. Now Mal Halan, just like over there by the Purim HaNisrofim, the halacha is, we'll soon see how we know it, but the halacha there is chutz l'shalosh machnas. It has to be burnt outside all three machnas outside Yerushalayim. Is afkan here also by Mekalel? It means the skill is done chutz l'shalosh machnas. It means the skill is done outside all three machnas. Now v'hosim minolan, how do we know there by Purim HaNisrofim? It means outside three machnas. Maybe also just outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanur Rabban went like this. The Pasuk says, "V'hoitziyo es kol ha'par el michutz la-machna." The Pasuk says, "Take the par and burn it outside the machna." So we say it means chutz l'shalosh machnas. But the question is, how do you know that? Atoim, are you telling me chutz l'shalosh machnas? It means outside all three machnas. Oyeini, maybe not that way. El chutz la-machna achas. Maybe you just have to take it outside the Beis HaMikdash and burn it the machna levia. Maybe you could even burn it on the harabayis. How do we know outside Yerushalayim? So more answers, Kishuam, when the Pasuk says, El Nichutz Lamachna, Papareda, the next parash also, Papareda, when the Hotziba does a chet, they have to bring a par. It says there also, Chutz Lamachna. And really, Shane Tamulema does not have to say it there. Why? Sharei Kvarnema, because Kvarnema, the Pasuk already says, the Sarav Oisai, we burn this Pareda, Kasher Sarav as a Pararishan, the same place you burn the first part of the Kohen Mashiach. And there it already said, Chutz Lamachna. If so, why does it say a second time by the power of the Eidah, Helam Dover by the Eidah, that also Chutz L'machna? So, Litein Loi Machna Shniyah. It's for sure there to teach us at least that you have to take this Purim HaNisrofim outside two Machnas. So far we only know two. But at Yishuayim, when the Pasuk says also, El Michutz L'machna B'deshen, when it says by the burning of the Deshen, that should also be taken outside the Machna, which is extra. Rashi says, B'tzav Esaren, it doesn't teach us anything. It already says, El Shefan Hadeshin Yisarif. It says already you're supposed to burn it where you take the Deshin to. And over there it says already Chutz L'machna. So I know already that the Deshin is also Chutz L'machna. So why does it say in the parasha, El Shefan Hadeshin, Mechutz L'machna B'deshin? Shein Tam Leiman, the Gemara, so it doesn't really have to say it. Shrei Kvanem already says, El Shafach HaDeshin Yisarif, that you burn the Purim HaNisrofim from the same place we take the Deshin. And the Purim HaNisrofim is outside the Machna. So I know already the Deshin, when we clean out the Mizbech and take all the burnt ashes, we have to put it outside the Machna. So what does it say there also, Chutz LaMachna? Is Litun LaMachna Shlishis. That's to teach us that when you have to take it out, it's even out of all three Machnas. It's out of Machna Leviyah and Machna Yisrael. It has to be outside Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara is the Kusugud. That's how we know the Purim HaNisrofim has to be outside Gimel Machnas. And we're learning now in our parasha of Achiyev Skila. When it says by the parasha of Mekalel, it also means outside Gimel Machnas. Now the Gemara says, how do you know that? Philosophy, why don't they learn out the Pasuk of Chutz L'machna by Mekalel, by Skila, Mishchute Chutz, from another parasha in the Torah? We know there's a Achiyev, there's an Issa, you're not allowed to shech the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz L'machna, Yechayev Korus. And over there, you know what Chutz L'machna means? Outside the Machna Shechina. If you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, even in the Machna Leviya, Yechayev Karas. So why don't I say, Ma Lahala, just like by Shchutei Chutz, Chutz L'Machna Achas, if you go outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside Machna Shchina, you're already Chayev Karas. If you shech them, Afkan, maybe you're also Makalal. As the Pasuk says, take them out and make a skila there, Chutz L'Machna Achas. Maybe it's enough just to go outside one Machna. So how do I not learn out from Purim and Asra from Chutz L'Gimel Machnois? Maybe learn it out better from Shchutei Chutz, only one Machna. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you, Mistar with the Svar goes, Mi Purim HaNesrochim. I should learn it out better from the Purim HaNesrochim. That's more of a Svar to learn out. I learn out Mekalom from Purim HaNesrochim. You know why? Heavily Lameleph, Shekein Hoitse. It says the word Hoitse in both places. Rashi says Hoitse. The Mekalom of Purim Nema Hoitse. V'loi v'shchut echutz. There it does not say the word Hoitse. And also, El Michutz. It also says the word V'nema V'en El Michutz Lamachne. It does not say El Michutz Lamachna. Therefore, it's more of a sort to learn out Mekalal from Purim HaNesrochim. Again, because it says Hoitzin, it says El Michutz Lamachna. Also, Machshir. They're both only a Machshir. In other words, it's not the goof of the Aveira. Here, when it talks about Purim HaNesrochim, it's only telling you where you burn it, which is only the Machshir of the Korban. The same thing by the skila, it's not the actual Aveira, that's only the Machshir. What do we do with the person that already killed? Ma'ashenken, by Shchut Echutz, that's the goof of the Aveira. So it's not Mistarvot to learn out from the goof of the Aveira. O Mechaper, and also here these two things is the Mechaper. Purim HaNesrochim is Mechaper on the person. And also, skila is also a Kapara. Ma'ashenken, Shchut Echutz, that's the Aveira, it's not a Mechaper. Therefore, it's a svar to learn out Mekalo, the misa we give him from the parasha of Purim HaNesrochim. They're both Machshirim and they're both Mechaperim. Mor says, no, Adarabba, I have a svar the opposite way. Mishchut Echut, Hevel Lameleb. I have a more of a svar to learn out the parasha of Mekalo, when we're giving a person a Chiv Skila from the parasha of Shchut Echut. You know why? Shekein Odom. They both have to do with a person. Rosh says, Shekein Odom. Mechutz Lamachna, the Mekalo, Biyodom, says, going on a person. The same thing, Shchut Echut, going on a person, the person that checks. Ma'ashenk and Purim HaNesrochim, that's in the power. So it's more of a start with learning what talks about a man from another place of a man. And not a power. Vaita choyta. Rashi, Mekalel is choytu. The Mekalel did an Avera. V'shurchet chutz is also a choyta. Lafuke parat lab choytu. The parasha of the power, he's not a choyta. V'nishoma. Rashi says, Michutz lamachna shoshneyen natilus nishoma nema. Ze niska v'ze shurchet. That they're both killing. By skilu he kills somebody. And by Shchut Echutz, he also shechted. Avo par, shechet v'yomid. But the par was already dead. It's only a question where to burn it. Now, Pigul, Rashi says, Michutz l'machna Shchut Echutz, o mekalol, iyat ha-moitze, Pigul ay dey oisei chutz l'machna, el ha-porom ruyen, l'spagol ay dey oisei chutz l'machna. Shem shachta, menas lakte mor, mechutz l'spagol. Kitzah, Pigul is shayich. Right, the machshir, some more answers still no. I'll tell you, machshir mi machshir odavlei. True, there are some svaras that mekalol should be done with the shchut echutz, but I call upon him, it's more of a svara that they're both machshirim. It's not the guf of the avera. It's after the person did the avera, it's a machshir, what do we do with him now? Skila is what we do with him. Purim HaNesrochim is what do we do with the par? The same thing, they're both mechaperin, that the par is a kapara, and no adin, skila is also a kapara. La fuke de pasha of shchut echutz is not a kapara. Here it's only talking about that the aveira was done chutz l'machna. Therefore, it's more of a svar to learn out skila from Purim HaNesrochim. That's how we know to say beis haskila should be chutz l'gimel machnas. Rav Papa says like this: Moshe echiyevi yosef. Listen, where was Moshe standing? Where was Moshe's place? The machna leviyah. Moshe lived in the machna leviyah. The Yom Lerachmor, the Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hoitzi yes the Mekalel and Chutz L'Machna. Take the Mekalel and stone him outside the Machna. What does that mean? Chutz L'Machna Leviya. So far we know one Machna. I mean two. We know it has to be outside the Chutz L'Machna Leviya. How do we know even outside Machna Yisrael? When the Pasuk says, V'yoytziyu es the Mekalel and Chutz L'Machna, that's another time. So that means Chutz L'Machna Yisrael. That's how we know that the Mekalel got his tefillah outside the Machna Yisrael. Tomorrow says, no, the second V'yotziyu, Homi Borla Le'yasiya. It comes and tells us, L'Rashi says, L'Bana Rashi Le'yma, She'komosh N'estavu K'enosu, that they did the way they were commanded. It's for the Tzivoy, not to teach us another Chutz L'Machna. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you, Asiya V'edi K'siva. There's a Pasuk special for that about the Asiya. It says, U'v'nei Yisrael Osu K'ashet Tziva